This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour after our reporters leave us in about 15 minutes. I'm going to go over the economic news. Dow Jones Industrial Average struggles to maintain gains. We're going to break down what I think's behind that. The latest out-of-control gains by ISIS in Syria and Iraq, just with our government financing the whole thing publicly. It's the Iraqis all know it. Their government's presented the evidence. Our military knows it and has tried to expose it. The elite really are bold. Paul Watson, finishing up, you've got the floor for the next 4 minutes on the Bilderberg Agenda. Tell us what you're planning next. Is Skype just dropped? We'll reconnect with them. Great technology. We've been using Skype since they came out with it. We were using it back in 2008 at the DNC. And it's gotten a lot clearer than it used to be, and the audio's gotten better on average, but it drops as much as it ever did.
Alex, I'm just going to mention one thing. We were watching them shooting a helicopter flying right over right before it dropped.
You think they may have jamming?
I'm not saying it's absolute, but it wouldn't surprise me.
So, were we capturing that, the helicopter flying over them?
Could have been on Ustream. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they caught it on HD, though. Paul, tell us about being buzzed by the helicopter.
Yeah, I think we captured that, yeah. I'm not sure whether it's surveilling us or what, but yeah, we caught it. But one other thing is there are a lot of smaller countries represented here at Bilderberg who are not necessarily part of the, you know, globalist agenda. So you will get outliers from these smaller countries like Austria and Finland attending this conference, which is why Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, is going to pressure the Austrian President Heinz Fischer to make Austria join NATO. That's been under discussion for many years now, in order to further isolate Russia as part of this move to a potential confrontation between NATO and Russia that we talked about, which could...
And that's really the big news. They admit that they're moving armor and trainers in to fight the Russians right on their doorstep. This is just madness.
Yeah, and they want to arm the Ukrainian rebels. We had the bill in Congress. Again, McCain and Lindsey Graham introduced it to arm these Ukrainian jihadists who are now on a par with ISIS, you know, with their burning people alive on crosses and hanging people. Those are the new freedom fighters that they want to arm. So that's going to be under discussion, too.
What are you planning, without giving away too much, and then give us your prediction for Bilderberg 2015?
Well, obviously, they're going to start arriving tomorrow. Normally, it's late morning, so we've just got to find a good spot to get some of the cars coming in. Also, we're talking about another location. Don't want to divulge too much information, but we're looking at several different locations to catch them coming in to get the best shots. As far as people here, I met somebody in the airport coming through who was attending, so we'll see how many people. Last year in Copenhagen, it wasn't so many. That was in a major city, obviously. But,
did you talk to him at the airport?
Yeah, I met him in Copenhagen last year, and he was from Poland, so he was flying from London too. He says that, you know, other Polish people are going to be there, so there should be at least a smattering of, you know, independent media and hopefully a lot of protesters.
Okay, so you ran into somebody who's media or a demonstrator, not someone who's part of Bilderberg.
Well, actually, I was on the plane with somebody who was speaking in a very Bilderberg-esque tone, talking about how the UK serfs shouldn't even have the right to vote to get out of the EU. And, you know, he looked like he could be part of Bilderberg, maybe one of their aides.
Well, let's remember, they have about 130, quote, members, usually about 10, 15 special guests, but hundreds of minions that yeah, kind of carry the brain bugs around. And so they're going to be crawling all over the place arrogantly as well.
No. another thing is, who is going to attend who is not on the list? Because, of course, in 2008, it was Obama and Hillary Clinton. Numerous other individuals have attended. They've been photographed, but not on the official list.
And that's so why they don't want us to know when they're coming in. And the best thing will be obviously getting them when they get off the airplanes on their private jets. Paul, thank you so much. We'll talk to you more. We're going to come back with other reporters.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bilderberg, 2015. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Easier to control a million people, literally, it was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America. That's not rhetoric. That's truth. We won't be able to defeat the globalists if we can't admit they've taken over the infrastructure, they've taken over the mega banks, they control the currency, they're waging war on our families, and now they're getting ready to get rid of the free speech and the private property and all the rest of it. They could never do that before because they couldn't selectively enforce it all. Now through carbon taxes and the cashless society, they openly say that they're going to be able to do this. It is going to be insane. And to stop us from getting together, they're engineering massive class warfare and are going to sick the giant mobs of welfare heads on the paramilitary police the globalists set up to take the fall. I mean, you can see the problem-reaction-solution philosophy of the New World Order in everything they do. And we're here. We've reverse-engineered the whole thing. I'm not bragging. We reverse-engineered the whole stinking mess with our field of experts. We can pretty much predict the next thing the globalists are going to do because we're inside their operation. We've infiltrated everything they run and control. But their entire attack operation is based on a dumbed-down public. So it's kind of like we got the glasses from They Live. We can see. The general public can't. We're here trying to get people to just put the glasses on. And to use the Rowdy Piper allegory from They Live, you got to fight the public sometimes to get them to put the glasses on. But once you put the glasses on, or once you take the red pill, you can't be told about the New World Order. You got to see it for yourself. And once you see it, you'll say, how did I not understand that before? Because the con game, there is no secret government. There is no shadow government. There are no death panels. It decreases your prices. We're not coming after your guns. We love you. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. And when you're faced with a wall of lies, you either accept them or you admit you're in deep trouble. And people are fundamentally lazy. We've been kept comfortable while having our real freedoms taken. We've been given the baubles, the trinkets, the signets of success while we're being undermined. And people don't want to hear they're in deep trouble. They don't want to hear there's a shadowy evil group putting cancer viruses and vaccines and fluoride in the water and writing books about how they're doing it and laughing at us. I can play a PBS thing with one of the developers of the Salk vaccine with Salk, top doctor, going, yeah, we knew cancer viruses and all in it, and it was going to kill tens of millions. But there's too many people. I know why you're afraid. I've been afraid, too. But I'm like a struggling person being held underwater. I'm not afraid at this point. I'm just struggling with everything I got to get to the surface. But collectively, I got to get you to go to the surface with me. We're chained together. We've got enough strength together to swim to the surface. We can't do it individually. We're down here with chains on us. We're only 10 feet under the water. And if we can just get the public to all jump towards the surface, move towards the edge to climb out, lift the chains up with our arms, kick with our feet, we can hit the top, get the air we need, and get to the dry land. But I've likened it, and I told Esquire when they did a profile on me last year, that I liken this to claustrophobia. I've never been a claustrophobic person. But now I understand claustrophobia because when I read what the globalists are doing and I read books they've written and I watch clips of them on C-SPAN admitting all this horrible stuff, I feel claustrophobic because it's just, I want to warn people. It's out in the open. It's horrible. Why do we have to do this? They know their MMR shot gives you type 1 diabetes. Then they claim it's genetic. Well, of course it's genetic. That if you get hit with an autoimmune response, your pancreas can fail. It's like it's genetic if you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes and you're predisposed to get lung cancer, you're going to get it. Yes, genetically, I can't take 6 or 7 357 rounds into my heart. Probably couldn't take one. I guess you could breed some breed of human that had a heart that could take a couple gunshots. But it's not the genetics making you die when a bullet goes through your heart. It's the bullet. We're being murdered by a scientific elite slowly. They're laughing at us. They're criminals. And they had such control of the whore media for so long that they could have these secret confabs, not just this one, but other events, trilateral commission meetings, you name it, and they would have people go on radio, our friends, and say, oh, it's crazy, there's no such thing as a Council on Foreign Relations. There's no such thing as the Bilderberg Group. I don't know how you know these things and don't tell people. But it's the analogy I talked about, or the example I talked about last week. I can go out to these firms, and I can install software and systems that scan people's cookies. And then I can change the algorithm to know what people will pay and what they won't pay off their past surfing history of other people's sites by subscribing to that database, and then I can have the numbers change when they come in and gouge people. In fact, they have face scanning cameras that came out a decade ago, and a lot of these big elite stores already have your face scan from the DMV database. They bought it from the feds, and then it will see who you are and then jack up prices accordingly. And you ask, well, how do they do that? They have price tags. Well, notice a lot of high-end stores now don't have price tags. And then they'll have a little handheld computer, a little iPhone when they walk over, and they'll tell you what stuff costs while they're looking down at it. And I could do that and fix all of our funding problems and have plenty of money to do everything I want, but I won't do that because that's a screw job. Well, see, the elite would say, well, you're not Machiavelli because they say the end justifies the means, but your end is evil as well. We know the end doesn't justify the means because that always leads to corruption and collapse. Evil sells good men and women on doing corrupt things for the greater good, and we know where that gets us. But who's the chief pusher of this idea of real politics? Henry Kissinger. Let's go to Josh Owens, reporting from right outside the security perimeter in Austria. They're promising 2 weeks in jail and a 500 euro fine if you step foot inside the giant exclusion zone. We'll put that article up on air for TV viewers. The article's on Infowars.com, and it is a massive perimeter. There's no way people won't even know that they're getting into this when they go into this perimeter, but they stop you miles out. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex, this is actually Rob Dew.
Okay.
It takes a little bit of time to switch that stuff out, and we didn't have time.
Okay, well, I'm not mad. Just to be clear, I said Josh and then you, but that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, where the perimeter is runs into the backyard area of where our location is, so it is really far, at least a mile in diameter going around the Interalpen Hotel. This is Rob Dew reporting live from Mosern, Austria, about halfway up the mountain between the village of Telfs and Buchen, Austria, up top of the mountain where the Interalpen Hotel is. And so today we pretty much, I think, called a truce with the cops. They are not badgering us as much. They're letting us go through the checkpoints quicker. And I've agreed not to film them, essentially, even though one of them came up to us at one point and said, are you the guys making the YouTube videos? I said, yeah. Yeah, we are. And he said, are you filming now? I said, yeah, I am, for my protection, but I won't put it in your face as long as you leave us alone. And so they looked at our passports and let us go through the checkpoint. So I think that era of the story here at Bilderberg 2015 has ended, and now we can concentrate more on what these globalists are doing. Dealing with this stuff so much, I didn't have time to make my full photo dossier, and yesterday we were having lunch. And later on, I'm working on a report, and next thing I know, I'm looking at a guy that we had lunch next to. It was Alexander Stubb, who is listed on the Bilderberg site as the Prime Minister of Finland, but on Wikipedia, he's listed as the Finance Minister. So regardless, though, he was there. I noticed him as we were sitting. He didn't look like a big politician or anything. He was there with three other people in this small little restaurant. But he reminded me of my brother-in-law, and I pointed him out to Josh. I said, look, that guy kind of looks like my brother-in-law. And lo and behold, as I'm putting this report together today, this morning, I realized that that's the guy we're sitting next to during lunch. And I could kick myself for not knowing that earlier and then going to confront him about why he's cavorting with people like Henry Kissinger, the heads of HSBC and Queen Beatrix, all these eugenicists. I mean, I don't know how these people can do this in good conscience. So I wanted to ask him that if I do see him again down in Telfs.
Well, I tell you,
down in the village.
I tell you, Rob, I can tell why Hitler and the globalists like that area. It is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is legendary looking with those Alps in the background. I'm sure you're just hating this assignment.
No, I actually do love the people here are very nice. Everybody here is very polite. It's very clean. Everybody here is very respectful, except for the police. We had to deal with the police there in the beginning, and then you saw what happened yesterday when we went to the police station, which I think was
by the way, we have the footage of them trying to snatch your camera coming up on the other side and your interview with locals.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you go to InfoWars. Watch.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Up in the right-hand corner is a big, giant, all-seeing eye pyramid that says Bilderberg 2015. And this is a nightmare coming true for these guys and gals to have the public begin to be aware of them. I mean, they write books for each other to read about their horrible plans for humanity. But they know that only the, quote, intellectual elite read those and then grovel and try to join. See, so much of the intelligentsia of the planet just grovels and supplicates themselves before them so that, 92-year-old Henry Kissinger can toad-like wave his magic wand at them and, you know, enter them into the sanctums of the elite as they sit atop trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of fiat money they just make up for themselves while lecturing us all day. I want to talk to Josh Owens here in the next segment, but talking to Rob Dew again. Rob, we now have the HD footage. Obviously, it cut out. We had to go to break whenever they were grabbing at your camera. But we do have a clip of that we're going to play in a moment. I believe we have it queued up to that part. But it does show how exercising free speech, exercising right of the press, has now forced the police to not act like, when the shoe fits, Nazis. Checkpoints, papers, all the rest of this garbage. You cannot film. I'm bugging their eyes out. I'm not calling them Nazis. I'm just saying it's Nazi-esque, and you are in the home of Hitler there, and Schwarzenegger there in Austria. And again, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm a phobe of germs, but and inventing words here. I'm not a germaniaphobe. I actually think the culture's neat and nice in many ways. But it really is a stark backdrop to all of this. And I want to thank all the listeners around the world from Sweden and Mexico and Russia and the United States and in the UK. I saw people commenting on InfoWars that did call the state and federal police and said the world is watching. For me, that's another exciting victory. It shows by going out, not being intimidated, it then invites more press to come and not be scared and more demonstrators. And so I don't think we'll see 3,500 demonstrators, as police estimated back in 2013 north of London. But I do think that we're going to see some demonstrators out there. I know you talked to locals, too. They were unhappy with the checkpoints.
Yeah, they definitely were. And just to go back to yesterday, what we did was it was genius on your part to suggest that, but we really put them back on their heels.
They don't say I'm a genius, dude. You're smarter than I am.
It really was. It was like media genius going in there live and just putting it in their face and saying, look, we're going to film you whether you like it or not. Now, are you going to keep acting like tyrants or are you going to leave us alone? Well, you know what? After people calling them and us putting up more videos, they're not leaving us alone. So it worked. It totally worked. And now we can concentrate on our real job, which is exposing the scum.
But that's how it works. If you face down the redcoats, they back off. If you let them go too far, they put you in a FEMA camp. I mean, historically, we got to back the police state off or it's game over.
And I tell you what, talking to the youth yesterday, a lot of the older people, they either didn't speak English or didn't really want to talk to us. But the youth were actually, even if they didn't speak really good English, they could engage us. And there were times where I had to really school some people. You know, this one kid I asked, I said, do you think elites meeting in secret is good? He goes, secret? Good. I'm like, no, it's not good. And I had to explain to him
why. He thought you meant privacy.
No, I think he understood. I think he understood because we talked a little bit before that, and it was just some of these people really had no idea what was going on Bilderberg wise, but they'd gone through the checkpoints. They just didn't know what it was about. But there were a few people that were awake. There was a guy wearing a Wu-Tang Clan T-shirt who was very outspoken against them, and just his bravado. I just admired that. These people aren't going to just sit down and take it. And I encouraged him, go out, talk to your friends about this, get some people organize it. There's going to be a protest here this weekend. Be part of it.
I wonder if what we saw the locals in Switzerland actually lit torches like something out of a Frankenstein novel and marched up to the castle, and then suddenly helicopters were taking off and the elite, a bunch of them left a half day early. And then we had a member of the EU Parliament charge in and get beaten up. I mean, it's been a circus. That was in Switzerland.
Yeah, it has been. And that's the kind of things that need to happen. That was in St. Moritz, yeah. And actually, we posted today an old interview from Jim Tucker. While we were out filming the locals, I saw this guy walking. I saw the back of him at first, and I'm like, Josh, I think that's Jim Tucker, just kind of making fun. but he had the hat on. He was kind of walking the same way. And then we see him sitting in a restaurant a little bit later. I'm like, just shoot some footage of this guy. Just the spirit of Jim Tucker was alive here in Bilderberg 2015. I want to kind of put out a little memorial for him so people know where we've come from. You know, people like Jim Tucker were kind of trailblazing this, you know, decades ago, and now we're following in their footsteps. And, you know, just as you've been doing it for years as well, but just really taking that spirit of just standing up and saying, hey, we're going to expose what you're doing, and we're not going to back down. We're not afraid of you. That's it.
You have done well, Rob, dude. We're going to come back, and we're going to play that clip with Josh of them going after your camera. We'll talk to Josh Owen straight ahead. Then we'll cover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on
we'll
the
cover
run.
Other news.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here broadcasting worldwide. I want to go back to our intrepid reporters
You know, I get irritating. I irritate the crew sometimes, and I can be irritable. And sometimes I do little snappish things on air. And that's because that's really how I am. I mean, when I blow up on air, that's real. And I've been psychoanalyzing this week why I have been in a controlled rage. And it makes me even sicker that the globalists are now out in the open. They're openly funding Al-Qaeda. It's come out they're funding them to commit all these serious war crimes. And then I see comments in the news like, well, we got to do what we got to do to take out Assad. Like being Machiavellian is cool. And to see the weak public and the weak sellout prostitutes, Gerald Celente's term is coming up, sit back in real politic with the general public and go, yeah, you got to work on the dark side sometimes. Yeah, you got to do really evil things for the greater good. It makes me want to slap them upside the head. They haven't studied history. They don't know how evil works. They are fools. They are destroying their prosperity. And I'll tell you, it's all these soft novices, spoiled, entitled babies of every race, color, creed, and religion, who feel entitled to everything. They want to play with evil. They think it's fun, new tricks they've just discovered. It's not new. It's as old as the hills. And it leads to last century government killed 262 million people, according to the University of Hawaii at Honolulu. Genocide. Non-military related deaths. Wars killed probably 500 plus million soldiers. 262 million people. And it was most of the time the same. Societies that were somewhat industrialized or agrarian, everything was happy. Everybody's doing good. They let corrupt people get in. They want to expand. They want to raise taxes. They want to take freedom. They want to invade a neighbor. Pretty soon, folks are in forced labor camps. Black uniforms are everywhere. Spies are on the street corners. And the criminals take over. And then the prosperity goes down the drain. And you've got to sit there scared while a guy in a black uniform is at your house taking your 18-year-old daughter out on a date, lecturing, you know, to the 50-year-old parents about how the cow ate the cabbage. I mean, this is what happens in totalitarian places. All the nobodies, all the scum, all the filth, all the trash, just running everything, having their way with us, piling on greater men, piling on greater women, robbing art, directing the culture. Excellent movie based on a best-selling nonfiction book, The Lives of Others, about the true story of a Stasi sergeant, basically, who's over teams spying on people. And watching people commit suicide and stuff, the playwrights, the artists being dominated by these fascist so-called leftists, and then demanding the starlets have sex with the, you know, communist bureau who's over the media, and just seeing the dehumanization. The opposite of a free market, where just because you're Joe Stalin or Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, you get to play God. No, no, no! You will not take over! And they couldn't conquer this republic. They couldn't conquer America, even though we had our problems. We were still hardcore freedom-based, and that was spreading worldwide. So they jacked the water with super doses of hardcore chemical warfare. And they put in the baking products the powdered eggs, on average, have 300 parts per million. I remember I'd go to summer camp sometimes at a Christian camp that had powdered eggs, and I never threw up. I had an iron stomach. I still do. And I remember they'd serve powdered eggs. I remember telling my dad the next year, I go, I've been there 2 years ago. I don't want to go back to that camp. I throw up my breakfast, the powdered eggs.
My body was like, what on earth? But a few times I held him down and would be, and I remember like feel, I mean, I, as a kid, I remember drinking a big glass of tap water and getting a headache and feeling sick. Didn't even know to ask for bottled or filtered water. I just, and there I was having my IQ reduced by at least 10 points. Look at the Harvard study. I mean, my dad was top of his class. He was salutatorian because he played football too in sports and didn't have time to be valedictorian. But, and then they did testing in the state, 160 top smartest overall. They sent him to UT when he was a junior in high school. My dad, mathematically and other ways, is way smarter than me because he didn't grow up drinking fluoride, folks. I am a brain damaged person. Thanks a lot. My mom and her parents are just as smart as my dad's family. I mean, I've already had so much stolen from me, and so have you, by these people that poisoned our water. They're evil. Stop them. Stop them now. What is people's problem? And I just use the water example because it's there. It's admitted. They know it's deadly. It's a sick joke. 1.3 parts per million will lower your IQ by 10 points in the Harvard study after 6 years of drinking it. What do you think 300 parts per million on average in a lot of products does? I'm surprised Americans can even wipe their butts. So we can't get mad at all these brain-damaged zombies because we're all walking around under chemical attack. We'd all notice a big chemical attack that was, you know, they spray the town, everybody dies, flops around like roaches dying. They've been, you know, sprayed with Raid. No, they just hit us and we kind of wander off and stumble around and, you know. And yes, they found that the highest fluoride levels are, that's an EPA report, 754 parts per million in powdered eggs. On average is 300. But yeah, see, it's double plus what I said. Double plus horrible. That's EPA records, disposition schedule. This is why the EPA itself, its own scientists, have had a huge rebellion and said, we want it out of the food, we want it out of the water, we want it out of the pesticides. My God! And you know why? Some of these EPA people have testified in closed session and it's come out. They got brain-damaged kids, folks. People don't like having brain-damaged kids. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to Josh Owens. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to hit. But, I mean, this is why I blow up, folks. It's why I feel sorry for anybody that ever punches me or something. Because I got a lot of rage pent up. I mean, it's claustrophobic level. So I sit here every day. Most people want to just go play and party, and I get it. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I can't stop. All I think about is this, because all I do is just watch them run around like a group of satanic monkeys sabotaging humanity. And then they call themselves royalty. Some woman who gets paid by the state and is worth trillions of dollars and her money's a state secret. And they sued the Associated Press and won because the AP videoed them on a yacht in South America and on jet skis in public. There's not even a presumption of privacy for these people in public, but they don't care. They think they're God. Well, guess what? You're not God, whore. And by whore, I mean drunk on the blood of the innocents is what you are. All of you. I'm sick of you. All you could do to dominate us was dumb us down from birth, poison our food and water. Well, guess what? We know about it. Even in a stunned state, once you're conscious, we're going to defeat you. They want us to be like them, too. Their kids are all so inbred and so screwed up and committing suicide and on drugs. And I mean, these globalists will have like 6, 7, 8 kids trying to get one just to replace them. They can't even get a good kid out of 5 or 6 kids. You people are cursed. And you think your curses on us is going to have any effect with your chemicals and biologicals? God's going to curse you with stuff that no bunker is going to allow you to escape. Excuse me. Let's go to Josh Owens covering Bilderberg 2015 in Austria. Josh Owens, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Josh Owens, Infowars.com. What you were talking about earlier with the cop trying to take my camera, it's on the video on the Alex Jones channel called The Police Trying to Confiscate a Reporter's Camera. And when I was there, it was almost a little blip in what happened. But when I went back and rewatched the video, I realized he actually lunged for my camera. And I know he hit my hand. But I was in the moment of everything that was going on.
Look at the arrogance in his eyes and in the still image. I mean, what a joke.
Well, yeah, in that moment, he was just trying to intimidate us, because as soon as I pulled the camera away, he walked off. He walked off in the back and hid behind this little corner wall and kept saying, "We did not call you. We did not call you." He was very upset that you suggested.
Exactly.
That.
We talked to you. You don't talk to Hillary. You don't talk to her. You don't look her in the eye. That's Bilderberg meeting rules. You don't look at any of their godly faces. Sorry, go ahead.
No, exactly. And I think just speaking from being in Copenhagen last year, I think that might be one of the reasons that they've backed into hiding in such a secluded area, is because last year we were right beside the hotel. I mean, we could smell the food they were eating. We were watching them eat. We were watching them smoke cigars. And now they've set up a perimeter to where, we might see them. I'm not sure. But I think that's
I'm
a big
telling
part of
you,
it.
They're going to have world leaders there at a secret summit or something. Something big's going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the point – last night I was talking to a friend, and he said, you know, the reason that the cops freak out on you guys is because you're filming them. Most reporters don't go through there and film the checkpoints. They just go through them, get through it, and everything's fine. And I was like, yeah, but don't you realize that's the point? That's the whole reason that we're here, is to keep these big monolithic creatures from growing and spreading. If someone's not covering it, it just gets worse. It festers like a sore, and then it's out of control. So obviously they don't freak out on other reporters because they're not filming them. The ones that do film them, they feel threatened. And
now,
they
that
go
shows the mindset. Who are you talking to? Charlie Skelton?
No. This was just one of my friends back in.
Okay,
back
well, I want to interview Charlie about what he went through. You know, he's a really nice, friendly guy, and he gets harassed everywhere he goes, and he stands up to it. But then you run into other reporters who say, oh, well, you just thought of, not getting Bilderberg's way, as if we're the ones imposing, trying to cover this criminal organization, as if we're troublemakers. But exactly. People who are selfish-minded always think, well, why do you go to Bilderberg if you don't want to have this happen? It's this idea of just submit. No, we know. Or people say, ha-ha, the cops rousted you, you're idiots. No, we know they're going to do that. We're there to show it's happening. I mean, it'd be like in World War II flying a bomber over Germany, and then people write letters back going, aha, I saw newsreels of you getting shot at. You're an idiot. As if you didn't know you were going to get shot at. You're there to draw fire to show what's going on. It everything is military on the planet. Business, life, everything. And this all, that's what InfoWar is about, is that we've got to show people what they've got growing under the surface. You walk in somebody's house, they go, I don't have roaches. You go, you might have to pull this plank off the wall by your stove. Pull it off, there's like 5,000 roaches. You got roaches. We're there showing the roaches. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And people act like it's outrageous or absurd what we do when we cover the police being authoritarian. But, you know, the big secret is that everyone right now listening to this, you can pull your phone out and hold it like this. And that's about the extent of it. It's not hard to do. It's not difficult. People either say that it's so heroic to do it or that it's idiotic to do it and it's absurd. And the fact of the matter is that we've been harassed from the second we got here when we started ascending the mountain to yesterday. And then we went to the police station yesterday. We went back to the checkpoint, filled them for the third time. And today we breezed through no problem. So the proof is in the pudding. It's right there. People can see it for themselves. If you sit back and you allow this to grow, then it's going to grow, and then it's going to get to the point where it's going to affect you, and you're going to wish you had done something before it got to that
point. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves, Thomas Jefferson. What doesn't the public get? Don't act like prisoners. Don't act like perps. The public in general acts like criminals in front of the police and all scared, and the cops act accordingly. I've noticed if you just smile at the cops, wave at them, come over and talk to them, most of the time, they'll be eaten out of your hand. They're so used to the public hating them, they now hate the public. That's what George Soros and the globalists have set up. They brag about it. They are setting up where we're all fighting with each other locally instead of taking our counties and cities back, putting police forces in like we want, and taking our world back. That's how we're going to do it. We're the winners. We're the good guys. We're out promoting freedom. And we're not ashamed of it. That's the key, is stop acting like you're ashamed of this. Be bold, folks. Be bold in the face of this scum. The only hope we've got is going in hard against these people. 110%. And let me tell you, every time we take action, we have victory. That's what's so frustrating, is people don't know how powerful good men are and how powerful good women are.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, you're going to wish you had done it. You're going to wish that you had stood up before it got to the point where you couldn't, because history proves that when it gets to that point, you're going to be begging that you could get that time back. And I just don't think people realize it because people aren't paying attention.
Anything else you want to add? We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit economic news and shift gears. And Gerald Celente joining us. Anything else that needs to be added? What are you planning next?
Tomorrow we have a lot of stuff planned. The meeting hasn't started yet. So tomorrow the meeting starts, and hopefully we'll get to see the face of evil up close.
All right. Well, you guys are doing a fantastic job. God bless you. Folks are praying for you. Josh Owens, Paul Watson, and, of course, Rob New reporting from Austria. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to watch and monitor their Twitter feeds at Real Alex Jones. Continue to monitor everything that's happening, and if something big happens, we'll go live on the Ustream, post the video to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Sometimes during Bilderberg, Infowars gets attacked and taken down, even though that's very sophisticated to do. They have to actually get into the control servers to do it, and we've got some of the best companies and individuals and hackers out there keeping the sites up. The attacks are pretty much continual, but if Infowars goes down, then there's things like Prison Planet. That's why we have other websites as backups. Because really all InfoWars and Prison Planet are as launch points. So third-party groups like Facebook, Twitter, and others can't censor us when we launch. And that's something everybody else should do, is spread the word about this broadcast, but also shoot your own videos or take other videos, edit them together with info you think is important, and post it. We need more people firing on the globalist in the InfoWar, and just never stop. And we're going to go up over the top on these people, and we're going to look down. They're going to be defeated. They're going to be Nuremberg trials, and they're going to get taken up to the gallows. They're going to hang them high.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't your name out my window. I believe it. I won't even turn my head.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Just lay there in your bed.
Lay there in your bed. Keep
my mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that old familiar.
Listen to this when I was a kid, driving along with my dad. My mom's great, so they never had that kind of relationship.
Man,
I'll tell
you,
you grow up and you learn these songs are based on reality. Don't send your kin folks around to give me no talking to. Just lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Oh, man. When the song goes on, I'll be out there untangling my mind. And, you know, the allegory is the Bilderberg Group. This evil succubus attached to humanity that is just involved in so much horrible stuff. I mean, just Henry Kissinger. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in one of his books, I forget which one, I read like five books he wrote. You can pull the quotes up online where he said, yeah, I'm very proud of the fact that, of what the Khmer Rouge did. And, you know, the best part was, is I manipulated them into killing everybody. I didn't kill them myself, so I'm innocent. It's like this weird, sick, of course, he's saying he's behind it, but then bragging to the elite how he did it and protecting himself. They're all about not getting the blame, not. That's why they have boards and globalist groups and international laws, and no one knows exactly who did it or how it happened, so no one gets the blame. We're not fighting Napoleon or Hitler, where we can see them. We're just fighting big swarms of corporate con artists who are run by eugenicists at the top. I'm just going to go over this with Gerald Celente, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the West Coast of North America to be slammed by 2016 with 80% as much Fukushima radiation as Japan. Clearing your browser history can be deemed destruction of justice in the U.S. I think what's really getting to me is, like I said earlier, it's out in the open now. I mean, I knew this stuff before. You knew this stuff. But now they're titrating the dose. That's where you give somebody poison at small amounts and build it up till they develop an immunity or resistance to it, become tolerant. And they just built the poison level up so high where now, I mean, they could start barbecuing children on the White House lawn. I mean, maybe that would wake people up. Like the New York Times a few years ago. Paul Watson's like, look at this. They admit in the New York Times the UN rounds up the African villagers and kills them to create a carbon sink so they can build a factory nearby. This is good news. It's coming out. And I said, and Paul's as smart as I am or smarter, but I said, Paul, they're putting it in the paper to condition you to accept it. That, oh, yeah, the UN just lines up people and murders them, but they're liberal, so it's okay. Briefly, I mentioned last hour, we're funded by the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And we have the ProPure G2 filter pitcher system, the entire system for 20% off. It's normally like $69. It's $55.95 right now. That is the biggest true percentage off anything we've ever offered. We just keep lowering prices, trailblazing. We had to go to the manufacturer and get signed off because I have a contract. I can't go below a certain amount. We have the lowest prices already. So when you sound like we're Walmart and we raise it 30% one week and then lower it 20% the next week and tell you it's a sale. When we got a sale, it's a sale. And your purchase, this is a great way to get a high-quality filter that cuts out fluoride, glyphosate, reduces or removes thousands of different chemicals that are in different water supplies. You're insane if you're not filtering. This is the time to get the pitcher. It's portable. I think it's the best bang for your buck out there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Third hour, 70 seconds away.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, how you doing? doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.